Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Kevin Brosh. I'm a Washington trade lawyer who specialized in agricultural trade for more than 30 years. I've worked in private practice here in Washington, at the Department of Agriculture, and here in the U.S. Senate. Today I appear before you on behalf of the National Chicken Council. Chicken is one of our most important agricultural products and exports. U.S. production value in 2013 was $30.7 billion, and we exported 20% of our production to nearly 100 countries. U.S. poultry exports have quadrupled since 1990. The topic you've chosen for today's hearing, Mr. Chairman, enforcement of U.S. rights under trade agreements, is an issue of paramount importance to the U.S. poultry industry. The United States is the most efficient poultry-producing country in the world, and potential benefits from free and fair trade are substantial for our industry. In general, trade agreements have been a success story for our industry. In addressing the issue of enforcement, I should begin by thanking the Obama administration for a very significant recent WTO victory. In 2009, China imposed unfair anti-dumping duties on U.S. chicken. The Obama administration aggressively litigated that case before the WTO, and last summer, a WTO panel ruled in our favor. We're currently awaiting China's announcement and hope that it will comply with WTO rules. The China case is the best example we can point to of vigorous and timely trade enforcement. Unfortunately, not all unfair trade practices have been pursued this aggressively or successfully. Several years ago, Mexico brought a similarly unfair anti-dumping case and their officials found us in violation. But because Mexico was struck by a virulent outbreak of avian influenza and has experienced significant shortage of poultry meat, Mexico has held imposition of the duties in abeyance. Because of the threat that these anti-dumping duties could be imposed any time in the future, we challenged Mexico's decision under the NAFTA agreement's private right of action provisions. The NAFTA dispute settlement system depends upon the governments agreeing to formation of a panel. In our case, against Mexico, the case was instituted nearly 2 years ago, but at present, we still don't have a panel to hear the case. We believe this is a significant problem of enforcement that needs to be addressed. Since 1996, we've been shut out of the European market because of supposed SPS restrictions, in particular, the EU's ban on the use of hyperchlorinated water. As you know, the use of hyperchlorinated water has long been approved as safe and efficacious by USDA's Food and Safety Inspection Service. Every week, Americans safely consume approximately 156 million chickens that have been processed under FSIS rules. In 1998, the U.S. agreed to forego the right to use hyperchlorinated water in trade with Europe if the EU would consider four alternative antimicrobial treatments. After 7 years, the EU Scientific Advisory Committee finally opined that these AMTs were safe and efficacious and presented no health risk to consumers. However, when the European Commission presented the proposal for acceptance of the use of antimicrobials, the EU member states defeated the proposal 27-0. A few months before it left office, the Bush administration requested dispute settlement before the WTO. After a year, the case moved to panel selection phase. For reasons that have never been explained, the U.S. and EU have taken no action to form a panel over the past 4 years, and there's no indication that our government is pursuing enforcement in this case at present. In 2000, South Africa, a WTO signatory, began imposing unfair anti-dumping duties on U.S. poultry as well. Despite repeated requests from our industry over the past 14 years, the U.S. government has not invoked WTO dispute settlement. Prior to 2000, we had a 55,000 metric ton market in South Africa. And given the rise of the middle class citizens and the competitiveness of U.S. chicken prices, that market would have grown substantially since that time. Had the U.S. pursued enforcement against South Africa, it would have prevailed. The South African case presents exactly the same legal issues as the China case that we recently won. In the same year that South Africa began imposing these unfair duties, our Congress passed the African Growth Opportunity Act, which gave South Africa preferential duties access to our market. South Africa has consistently benefited from a trade surplus with the United States in the range of $1 to $3 billion annually. In September 2015, AGOA will expire if Congress does not renew it. In our view, it makes no sense for the United States to give special preferences to South Africa under AGOA if they treat our trade unfairly. And so, Mr. Chairman and members of this committee, you can help be our enforcement entity in this particular case. With respect to the two new trade agreements, TPP and TTIP, trade is an important part of the future for the poultry industry, and we are generally supportive of all major trade initiatives. But the trade agreements, as the chairman said, must provide not only strong market access, but adequate systems of enforcement. With respect to TPP, our major goals are strong commitment to enforcement, and particularly in the area of sanitary and phytosanitary measures. We support the so-called SPS Plus initiative, but once again, stronger rules only benefit us if there is timely, aggressive, and consistent enforcement. Our major ambition is to open the Canadian market in TPP, and with respect to TPP, we're a lot less sanguine about that agreement, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.